From Woodinville to Walla Walla, you're listening to SIP Northwest Live with Brian Bushlack, presented by Delta Airlines.
Well, I mentioned this off the top of the show. If you're looking for a quick getaway this summer in region, check out Southern Oregon. So many great things happening there, including the Oregon Wine Experience coming up August 21st through the 27th. This is not a shameless plug. I will be there. I love this event. I love the people in Southern Oregon, and it's for a great cause. The Children's Miracle Network, the Asante Foundation, and Scott Lewis, our friend on the board at Asante, joining me at a recent kickoff event. I'm just amazed at the growth in Southern Oregon, particularly in the wine industry.
It is phenomenal, and actually, the U.S. Census Bureau has said that Medford specifically, just to identify one, is expected to increase population 50% in the next 20 years. And what happens is we have a quality of life, we have phenomenal weather, and people are catching on that we've got a good thing going here. The joke is if we hit both red lights on the way to work, it's really annoying, and yet we have flush toilets and electricity.
And great wine, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, we have weather, and the climate is super amazing. One of the surprises for people is the number one varietal produced in Southern Oregon is Pinot Noir. People think of Southern Oregon as being really super hot, and it turns out we're able to produce a lot of wines that are then shipped up to the Willamette Valley. They can then press them and label them as Oregon Pinot Noir. They don't have to specify that it's Southern Oregon. But what's really neat is our climate has so much diversity, so much variety, that we can grow cool climate grapes to the really, really hot stuff and everything in between. We have a lot of microclimates here and AVAs as well.
And previewing the Oregon Wine Experience, what's pretty cool here is what Asante's involvement in this has really taken not only the event, of course, but Southern Oregon wine to another level.
Absolutely. The World of Wine was the original concept more than 10 years ago. They wanted to just highlight that we're actually doing good work here. People knew Napa and Sonoma, and they knew the Willamette Valley. One of the wineries in Southern Oregon has a label called Flyover Red, and the idea was that people were flying over, literally, really good vineyards, and now people are catching on, and that we're producing really good products. We have over 200 wineries, 200 vineyards and 100 wineries, and what I like is that we don't have to drink the bad stuff just because it's local. We can be choosy, and we've got a lot to choose from.
You've got award-winning wineries right in your backyard now.
Yeah, big time. I mean, from Douglas County, Josephine County, Jackson County, we've got a lot of really, really good, legitimately good wines. And it's fun because when I travel, I will take some of the local stuff, and people will go, oh, that's... It's like, yeah, not just good for Southern Oregon, but good on any scale.
It seems to me, too, in traveling down here over the last decade, that you get good wine and then the cuisine follows. And I see that happening here as well.
One of the nice combinations, absolutely. I think that's totally true. And it's funny because local restaurants, rather than bragging about the farm-to-table thing, they don't even talk about it because it's expected. It happens. It's real. There's a restaurant in Ashland that has one-mile eggs and one-mile burgers because their source is a mile from the restaurant. So that really happens. Because of the theater scene and the rafting and all the activities that attract people here, we are the darling of bigger cities, San Francisco, New York even, and L.A., and so the quality of our restaurants has increased, which is really good news for those of us who live here year-round.
Thanks to Scott Lewis on the Asante Foundation board for joining us. The OregonWineExperience.com is where you can pick up your tickets for this great event coming up August 21st through the 27th. Hope to see you down there at Bingham Knoll. It'll be a lot of fun. In fact, two great wineries, two award-winning wineries, we'll be there. We'll tell you more about that when SIP Northwest Live continues across Seattle.